Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Donald Trump recently welcomed Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri to the White House, where the two leaders discussed the fight against ISIS, the threat posed by Hezbollah, and refugees. President Trump acknowledged that Lebanon is on the front lines in the fight against ISIS, al-Qaeda, and Hezbollah. The Lebanese people of all faiths, he said, are working together to keep their country safe and prosperous. President Trump noted the accomplishment of the Lebanese armed forces. In 2014, when ISIS tried to invade northern Lebanon, the Lebanese army beat them back. Since that time, the Lebanese army has been fighting continually to guard Lebanon's border and prevent ISIS and other terrorists from gaining a foothold inside the country. The United States military, said President Trump, has been proud to help in that fight and will continue to do so. Threats to the Lebanese people come from inside as well. Hezbollah is a menace to the Lebanese state, the Lebanese people, and the entire region, said President Trump. The group continues to increase its military arsenal, which threatens to start yet another conflict with Israel. With the support of Iran, the organization is also fueling the humanitarian catastrophe in Syria. Hezbollah likes to portray itself as a defender of Lebanese interests, said President Trump. But it's very clear that its true interests are those of itself and its sponsor, Iran. President Trump has repeatedly emphasized that Syria's neighbors in the Middle East must take responsibility for helping Syrian refugees until they can return home and rebuild their country. The Lebanese people have led the way, he said, accepting more Syrian refugees per capita than any other nation. Since the start of the Syrian crisis, the United States has helped Lebanon support Syrian refugees with clean water, food, shelter, and health care. America is proud to stand with those who have the courage to stand up to terrorism and take responsibility for affairs in their own region. The reliance and resilience of the Lebanese people in the face of war and terror is extraordinary, said President Trump. We honor the citizens of Lebanon who are working to secure a future of peace, stability, and prosperity for their children.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.